This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2163. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded November 3rd, Alaska, Algeria, Andorra, Antarctica, Brazil, China, Cuba, Germany, India, Iran, Italy, Korea, North and South, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Lithuania, Mali, Mexico, Mongolia, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Norway, Philippines, Romania, Russia, Scotland, Spain, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Turkey, Turkmenistan, Ukraine, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Lots of new B-22 seasonal shortwave schedules to convey, mostly in effect until the last Sunday in March. From Alaska, KNLS, these are the English one-hour broadcasts, according to the British DX Club communication. At 08 UT on 6075. At 10, 9680. At 12, 9580 and 9625. And at 14, 6110. Also via BDXC about Algeria, nothing in English, however, all in Arabic from their own transmitter sites. Again, they are registering two different sites with different schedules, but we know them to be highly variable for what they are worth. Here we go. From Beshar, 6050 at 03-06, 7335 at 03-07, 9500 from midnight to 03 and 06-07, 11680, 06-07, 15250 at 07-24, the same hours for 17600. And from the Wargla site, which doesn't seem to be very active, if at all, 6040 and 7440 at midnight to 07, 15400 at 07-12 and 19-24, 15410, 07-24, and 17700 from 12 until 19 UT. Christian Milling says there'll be another monthly Radio Andorra archival special on the first Saturday in November, the 5th, at 17 to 1830 UT on 6180 via Austria, beamed due west with 100 kilowatts. This one is hosted by Serge Gainsbourg. Missing the week before, but this past week, LRA 36 Antarctica, I monitored again via remotes in Argentina. Saturday, October 29th, from 1548 until it went off sometime after 1607, but was not on the same frequency as usual, slightly different, 15475.83, and furthermore in lower sideband instead of the usual upper sideband. So I was checking that again on the following Wednesday when they should have been on around 15 UT, and indeed they were back on 15475.98, but again in lower sideband instead of upper. So if you were listening on upper, you would be hearing nothing, as I was for a while earlier. There's also a very weak reduced carrier. I was hearing this from tune in at 15.02 until off at 16.08. Brian Clark in New Zealand tells us that the Brazilian station Rádio Saturno has been reactivated on 6150 from Belo Horizonte. He said he previously heard them between November and January on the low side of 6150. But now it's on 6150.2, first noted 13 October, and as of October 30th, regularly since then, with poor, occasionally fair signals, suffering from adjacent channel interference, especially Austria 6155 before 0700. But he's monitored it past 09 in New Zealand. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan has the B-22 schedule of Beibu Bay Radio in China from Guangxi Province. As they announced their schedule, little change from previously. They're on 100 kilowatt transmitters in Nanning on 5050 at 232 degrees and 9820 at 191 degrees. Their night broadcast runs from 0930 to 1603 UT, alternating several languages, including Vietnamese, Chinese, Cantonese, Cambodian, Lao, Burmese, and Thai. And there's one five-minute segment in English at 1510 UT. Their morning broadcast runs from 2248 until 0102. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard laments some schedule changes at China Radio International, which lead to more interference to stations he would rather hear, not enhancing his shortwave listening enjoyment. 5915 Myanmar Radio had been interference-free until 1400 UT sign-off. But on October 31st, tune in at 10:32, and there was a strong signal from CRI. Also, the only currently active Indonesian station, RRI Nabiri, 7289.93, was still in the clear when CNR1 started at 10:01 UT, blocking reception. But as of October 31st, a new station was already on the air when he tuned in at 09:34, not according to lists, but apparently it is CRI or CNR1. Radio Reveille in Cuba had been missing from 5025 for some time, but there was a big open carrier November 2nd at 0636 on 5025. It was off again November 3rd at 0215, but it was on again, and this time with modulation and a local time check from Radio Reveille at 0635. Remember that as a running dog of Yankee imperialism, Cuba goes off daylight time the same date as the USA, Sunday, November 6th, leading to many schedule changes there. The first English broadcast of the day normally moves during the winter to 20 to 21 UT, maybe still on 15140. And it usually takes them at least another week to settle in on some frequency changes. Via Allen Row, the new cutback schedule from shortwave service in Kahl, Germany, according to their FB page, here given in Universal Time. No more relays of Ukraine, Tirana, or Bulgaria, but mostly Slovakia. Four languages of RSI alternating, including English half hours on 6005 at 11:30, 13:30, and 1500. Also on 3985 at 18:30. Other programming, Echo of Time at 17 to 18 on 3985. Radio Mi Amigo on 6085 at 08 until 18. BDXC Communications says the Charlie Prince show switches to Bulgarian transmitter. Rising costs have forced Radio Joystick to change site from Mostbrunn, Austria to Kostanbrod, Bulgaria from November. New frequency for the Charlie Prince show, 11935 at 11 to 12 UT on the first Sunday of the month, replacing 7330 via Austria. Regarding the lack of any intentional English from All India Radio on shortwave anymore, although it is available online, Kai Ludwig replies, at a glance, it looks like they decided to monetize English language content through both advertisements and subscription fees. The staff that produced the old General Overseas Service until 2020 has been furloughed or fired, which could also be an aspect of the apparent decision to not put English language audio content on broadcast distribution anymore. From HFCC via BDXC, here is the B-22 schedule for English from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. 1 hour from 15:20 on 9650, from 19:20 on 6040 and 11880. Targets are Asia, Europe, and Africa, respectively. Italy and non, Ron Norton of IRRS notifies us, instead of shifting 1 hour later as expected, they are staying at 18 to 19 UT daily and moving 5 kilohertz up from 7290 to 7295, which I have confirmed. The reason for doing this, I am sure, is to avoid adjacent channel interference from China. Furthermore, due to rising costs, IRRS will no longer be broadcasting World of Radio on shortwave. We'll continue, however, on medium wave from Italy, 1323 kHz, Friday at 2030 UT, and Sunday at 2000, also streaming. Ron Howard in California reports the frequencies for the week of October 31st, as of Monday, from Echo of Hope or VOH, from South to North Korea, heard at 0855 UT, 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100. On Howard also reports on Shokaze or Seabreeze, third day on their alternate frequencies, November 1st, of 6085 and 7345 at 13 to 14 UT. Their frequency manager has done a bad job. 7345 mixing badly with Voice of Guangdong, Hong Kong, Macau, Greater Bay Area, or CNR7, which has a long history of being on that frequency. 6085 had fared good reception and in the clear. Full schedule of Shokusei or Seabreeze via Hiroshi in Japan from the JSR transmitter as of October 30th. At 13-14, 6085 and 7345, 1405 to 1435, 7260 and 7310. 16-17, repeating the 13 broadcast on 5955 and 6180. And a new one on me, 1705 to 1805 on 6020 and 7320. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark reports very strong reception from Radio Kuwait in English with news and weather on 15530, October 21st at 0606, then this day in history at 0621, but some modulation problems and a slow frequency drift. At TuneIn, it was on 15530.094, but at TuneOut 0704, it was on 15530.152. Via Rusty X, Telesat.info.ru reports, the Ministry of Culture of Kyrgyzstan suspended the work of Azatik Media, spelled A-Z-A-T-T-Y-K, a branch of the American Radio Liberty, a foreign media outlet recognized as a foreign agent, due to incorrect coverage of the fighting on the Kyrgyz-Tajik border on September 14th to 17th. However, Radio Liberty does not agree that it disseminated unconfirmed info and aggravated the situation in society. Says the radio did not disseminate hateful info and did not sow division among citizens by covering events on the Kyrgyz-Tajik border. Richard Langley in New Brunswick regularly monitors via remote Radio Baltic Waves International, 1386 Lithuania, especially to hear relays of Ukrainian Radio 1. It had been missing for a while, but as of 30 October, coinciding with the time shift, it was being heard again with the Ukraine security issue in English, aired shortly after 0100 UT instead of midnight UT. Somewhat unclear, confusing times, mainly earlier in the evening, the transmitter also relays Polish radio, NHK World, Deutsche Welle, and RFERL, according to Kai Ludwisch. Since October 31st, one of the last national shortwave stations in Africa has been missing, ORTM in Bamako, Mali, on 5995, which used to have a reliable signal, but checking around 0630 UT, November 1st and 2nd, no signal. Manuel Menez in Spain has not been hearing their daytime frequency either, 9635. In the Michigan ARA tip sheet, Gary Vance says, 730 kHz is causing me to lose a lot of sleep. XEX in Mexico City plays tunes in both English and Spanish, including rap, pop oldies, music of your life, and contemporary music, all the while advertising as sports radio, deportes. And it's been a headache. And, by the way, they do not bleep out foul language in rap tunes. For example, October 22nd at 0648. It became clear enough to hear the announcer say, Musica W Deportes. But it has an eclectic mixture of music, at least in the middle of the night. And confirmed as also on their webcast. Via Mike Terry, C.K. Rahman in New Delhi, from the Longwave Radio Listening Group, says, I confirm all three Mongolian frequencies are on the air, with varying strength, around 14 and 2230 UT on Longwave. 227 comes in better than 164 and 209. From Kari Kallio in Finland, news about one of his favorite stations, Delta Radio International in the Netherlands. Without notice, on 29 October, they were testing on 6020 kHz. And a message from them said, they were also going to test with 25 watts on 11660 and 9710. The tests were quick and quiet. So the question is, whether they plan to start broadcasting now on the 25-meter band. Their previous intention to start on 41 meters never materialized. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 2163. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for generous financial support from Mike Cooper in Georgia. We sent a check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684. ENID OK, 73702. He says, in appreciation of your continued activities. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. As reported last week, the overnight frequency in North American terms of Radio New Zealand is 13730. Unlikely to propagate very well that high. However, Ricky Long in Alberta did hear pretty well the last few minutes at 12:45 UT, November 2nd, when it was carrying ABC Australia's One Talk program, and then switching to 7390 at 12:59. Voice of Nigeria continues to be mostly missing from 7254.93 for the Hausa broadcast at 06 UT, and also not to be heard in their evenings, 1630 to 1900 when English is scheduled. But since October 31st, listening via the remote in the Canary Islands, I find that frequency is now blocked by CRI China, all the way from 16 until 21 UT. So if Nigeria ever resumes, it'll be nothing but a heterodyne against the Chi-Com. Halloween provokes lots of pirate radio activity. Here's one recorded by John Lutz in 9JL using a remote receiver in Georgia on 6925 USB, October 31st, at 0226, it's WDOG.
Okay, WDOG, going to a subscription service now. We're going to encrypt our signal, pay for a listen, to bring in money. So please stand by.
Norway's low-power private shortwave station is again being reported. Radio Northern Star on 5895. Nick Rank says in the British DX Club, he came across it October 30th at 1435 with pop music, and according to their website, 1611 kHz, The Sea, that's SEA, and Radio Northern Star on 5895, both came back on the air on 27 October. Had been off since last December 15th, when their licenses expired. The 5895 call sign is LLE3, and the power is 30 watts AM through an inverted V antenna. They say it's a tentative schedule for the moment, engineering tests from 0430 to 2310 UT. The license runs out on New Year's Eve, but new licenses have been applied for. But the situation of LLE2 on 1314 kHz is still uncertain, according to their Facebook. Manuel Mendez in Spain says he was hearing 5895, Radio Northern Star, October 31st at 1830. Also from 0509, November 1st, better after 0630. Mage FCC, the B-22 schedule, for Radio Pilipinas, PBS, via the U.S. relay station in the Philippines, and 02 to 0330, 9475, 15640, and 17820. At 1730 to 1930, 9925, 12120, and 15190. Wolfgang Büscher corrects one of the Radio Romania International English broadcast schedules cited last week at 04 to 05 UT for South Asia. It should be 11705 in AM and 11790 in DRM. Ben Cobb forwards a story from Politico.com, October 27th. Russian state media money continues to flow. Months after invading Ukraine and media companies dropped the country's state programming, Russian government funding continues to flow into U.S. media. Between April and the end of September, the Russian state media group Russia Svobodnaya funneled over $3 million to GEBI, G-H-E-B-I, a company that produces articles, newswires, and radio shows. GEBI spent over $2 million on behalf of its client, according to a filing with the Department of Justice under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. It controls the media outlet Sputnik. The contract was renewed with a year-long budget set for $7 million. Scotland non, there's a new time for the classical music hour, Encore, from Bryce Avery of Radio Tumbro. On WRMI 5850, it's UT Fridays at 0200. And considering time changes henceforth, the other WRMI airings are UT Sunday at 01, the 7730 and 5850. NUT Monday at 03 on 5950. And also Tuesday at 13 on 15770. Also four times on channel 292 in Germany, all shifted one UT hour later than before. Now I've confirmed the four frequencies from Spain for the English broadcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 23 to 2330 UT, some of which may actually be on the air at the same time. 9690, 11685, 11940, and 12030. The midnight 3201 UT broadcast of SLBC Sri Lanka, 11905, is no longer being heard. Joe's Jacob in India says apparently this is because of increased broadcasts during that time period by Adventist World Radio. Not listed in HFCC, but Joe's Jacob says SLBC surprisingly is still being heard on 11750, October 31st at 1650. And then also heard by Manuel Mendez in Spain with a good signal from 1706 to 1720 in Sinhala. The B-22 schedule of Radio Thailand in English via Martin Esteves, AER El Dial. Midnight to midnight 30, 13750. 02 to 230, also 13750. Those are toward North America. 05 to 530, 17640. 12 to 1230, 9940. And 1830 to 1930, 7475. In Hardcore DX, Joe Inott in southwestern Pennsylvania says the midnight UT broadcast from Thailand on 13750 was heard November 2nd at a very listenable level with news, weather, and business news. Voice of Turkey to North America, in English at 23 UT now, on 5960. Sometimes it was missing on October 30th. On the 31st it was on, and I heard them announcing the entire English schedule incorrectly. The times given were actually Turkish local time of UT plus 3, but you kept calling them UTC. Furthermore, on that date, they stayed on the air past midnight UT in German. That is for another half hour. And then the next evening, on November 1st, Turkey was missing again from 5960. All we could hear was Xinjiang PBS in China, or rather East Turkestan, standard denunciation. Stephen Luce in Texas says, is Turkmenistan still active on longwave 279? Remote receivers appear to have poor longwave reception, so I cannot confirm it. Kai Ludwig replies, it had been reported from Siberia in 2020 that the still pretty regular carrier appeared on 279 with only faint traces of audio, perhaps 5% modulation or less. And then it showed up less and less frequently. No one knows for sure when the agony finally came to an end, or if they still try to go in the air with what appears to be an almost dead modulator tube. While under Ukraine, this from Rusty X, branches of the All-Russian State Television and Radio Broadcasting Company, will be opened in the annexed territories, such as Luhansk People's Republic, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions, and also the Crimean Peninsula. Mike Terry passes on sad news that Richard Brunton, G4TUT in Essex, passed away after a fall at home on 21 October. He was editor of the popular Southgate Amateur Radio News website, which is now offline. Radio Today reports that former BBC Radio 4 feedback presenter Roger Bolton has launched his own weekly podcast about the BBC. Free from constraints, he left BBC in August saying he'd like to have continued, but was told the BBC decided it was time for him to stand down. You can find it at shows.acast.com/, Roger Bolton's Beeb Watch. Perhaps partly because of seasonal mix-ups, there have been far too many reports this week of snafus concerning Voice of America broadcasts. Here's one very brief recording of what Ricky Long in Calgary was hearing at around 1345 UT, October 31st on 9800. Attention, here are the new World of Radio times, as expected, with the beginning of Standard Time November 6th on our valued U.S. shortwave stations. Some transmissions are one UT hour later, some are not. All three are later on WBCQ, UT Saturday at 0500 on 5130, UT Monday at 0400 on 6160, and Wednesday at 2200 on 7490. On WRMI, Friday at 0330 on 7780, Friday at 1530 on 9955, UT Saturday 0130, 5850, 7730, and or 15770. UT Sunday at midnight 30 on 7780. Also UT Monday at midnight 30 on 7780. And Monday 0130 on 5950. UT Tuesday at 0130 on 9395. Tuesday 2330 on 9955. UT Wednesday midnight 30 on 9395. Wednesday at 10:30 on 5850. And UT Thursday at 0130 on 5010 and 9395. Of course, most but not all of our local affiliates and webcasters in Europe and North America also shift one UT hour later for the winter. Jeff White sums up the situation at WRMI as of October 31st. All transmission lines that were damaged by the hurricane have been repaired. However, three antennas were severely damaged by Hurricane Ian, directed to Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Central America and Oceania. Repairs to those antennas will likely take months to complete, but frequencies that were used on those have been changed to other WRMI antennas. Les Rayburn of the Courtesy Program Committee says there is a dual DX test the first weekend in November. Chief Engineer Todd Clark doing maintenance starting on Saturday, November 5th at midnight Mountain Time on KJJR 880 AM, testing on daytime power and pattern, 10 kilowatts, sweep tones, Morse code IDs, long duration tones, lasting 2 hours, that is from 06 until 08 UT. And the second test is the following night, Sunday, November 6th, starting also at midnight Mountain Time, 0601 UT on KSEN 1150, daytime power and pattern, 10 kilowatts, sweep tones, Morse code IDs, long-duration tones, and again lasting 2 hours until it's just before the change to standard time from daylight. So think of this in universal time. He doesn't say where they are, but they are in Whitefish and Shelby, Montana. Les Rayburn also forwards a Radio World story of October 30th. Xperi and NAB seek more HD radio power. That is, they want to increase the power levels allowed on the sidebands of FM stations. An anti-DX move, meaning more adjacent channel interference. Optimist Bryce Foster replies that few stations will likely do this, even if it is allowed. Unidentified, I wonder if anyone has any idea which station on 1210 kHz would be playing classical music around 0630 UT October 28th. The propagation outlook from SWPC. G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels are possible on November 5th with ANK indices of 20 and 5, on the 18th and 25th, ANK indices of 25 and 5. Solar flux no higher than 130 and no lower than 124 through November 26th. And now a tip for rational living from me to my dear Americans. Please do not vote Republican. And so concludes World of Radio 2163. I hope you found it informative and will make a point of hearing me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding with a standard disclaimer.